going to say a few words about Dogen and Zazen. And as many of you know, Dogen is one of the most famous Zen teachers of all time, as they say in the sports world. Now, Zen itself has been referred to as the meditation school of Buddhism. And the word that we use for meditation is Zazen, which literally means to sit Zen. To sit Zen. And in the Shobo Genzo, which was written by Dogen, he points out the two most important aspects of Zazen. First is correct posture. And the second is how we hold our mind during sitting. Regarding posture, Dogen says, Zazen becomes Zazen when the correct posture and free-flowing breath are harmonized. And what he is saying is that they function as one. Now, the role of how we hold our body when we sit is vital. We live on the face of the earth in constant relationship to gravity. Every life form does so. All things on the earth are pulled towards the earth's center by gravity. So when the body is tilted, certain muscles become tense in order to maintain an upright position. If various parts of the body are integrated correctly along this vertical line, the weight is supported naturally by the skeletal frame, and unnecessary tension in the muscles is released. So when we sit correctly, we are not sitting in opposition to gravity. In fact, the issue of opposition doesn't even exist. We are just sitting. The body sits immovable and unself-consciously, like a mountain. That's why you always hear in Zen, we say we sit like a mountain. The mountain doesn't have any problem sitting there. There's no strain. It just sits. Taking up our sitting posture in this way allows our body to breathe freely and without obstruction. So if we take up the correct sitting posture, we have the correct relationship with gravity. The body breathes without obstruction or without tension. Just breathing in and breathing out. Now, even as I say that, and sit here as a Zen teacher, I think of all the times when I sit in the morning, and my wife, who is a longtime yoga practitioner, will come into the space where I sit and correct my posture. So it's something that seemingly you have to be mindful of every time you take up the sitting position. It's especially vital to sit correctly when we do retreats, many hours of sitting. So if we sit like a mountain, we're just allowing ourselves to breathe freely without obstruction. It's expressed with the words, to just sit, nothing extra. So what about the mind? In the West, because we focus on our highly developed cortical cerebral function, we tend to equate self-consciousness, the sense of me, with the head, as if the head is the main character in the play, and the body is the head's servant, following orders from the head. Now, this is a conceit of the head, but a total misconception of human functioning. I know there's a number of you who come here who study various forms of the martial arts or Eastern medicine. And in the East, the head is seen as just a small part of the totality of who we are. And it is not assigned such a privileged position as we do in the West. I would add, from an energy perspective, this is from my own personal experience, that if we're sitting and our energy or our attention or our activity, I guess, is in the mind, that the mind is very active, that our energy tends to be in our heads. And when our energy is in our heads, you'll notice you tend to be top heavy. It's a lot harder to be stable on the cushion. And energy follows attention. If we take our attention out of our heads, out of our thinking and evaluating, and we put it down in our belly, in our hara, you might notice that you're more stable, our energy down here. I noticed, I saw a vase whose shape was like this. You know, it was wide at the top and almost tiny at the bottom. I was leery about putting flowers in it because I was afraid it would be top heavy, but the bottom was about this thick. Glass. It was a glass vase. It was about this thick, and it was very heavy on the bottom. And so as a result of that, it was actually very stable, even though it went out like this. So it's this sort of thing that I'm talking about. Keeping the energy down here, we're much more stable. That's why when we give instruction to sit, particularly with the breath, the instruction is to notice the breath filling the belly just below the navel, down here. Right, so the breath comes in, and the belly expands, and the breath goes out. But it's a way of teaching ourselves to bring our attention down here, out of the head. And when, as is inevitable, tension floats back up into some thought process, we're taught to, when you notice that your energy is back up here, that you're thinking, don't make a big fuss. No need to beat up on yourself, but just bring that energy back down by bringing your attention back down into your hara, into your lower belly. And we do that over and over again, subtly teaching ourselves to be grounded, to be centered in the belly. Now, in fact, the mind is like the surface of a pond. When the wind is blowing, the surface is disturbed and there are ripples. And the reflected image of the sun or the moon or stars is broken up into many fragments. If the wind stops blowing, we get a very clear and direct experience of the very same sun, moon, or stars. Now, when I was writing this, I don't remember exactly, but I was just imagining what it, you know, how do you convey metaphorically what I'm trying to express? And I was thinking of one evening after a run, I sat down by this pond, sort of a meadow, you know, there were reeds and stuff, and just sat there for a while. And it was just interesting how there was this, when the breeze would blow, things in the pond would not be clear. I knew what was there because I had seen it when it was still, but it would just sort of disappear. It would become fragmented. So it seemed like a good metaphor. You probably heard this metaphor before, but for the nature of mind and what happens when the mind becomes active. And so as I was doing this, I decided, all of a sudden it occurred to me, I've always loved haiku, and recently started thinking about writing my own haiku. So I took this metaphor and created a couple of haiku. So I got up the courage to share them. So the first one is, a late summer breeze shatters the full moon resting on the pond. A late summer breeze shatters the full moon resting on the pond. And then the second one is, when the wind stops, a crescent moon appears on the lake. When the wind stops, a crescent moon appears on the lake. So again, in the Shobo Genzo, Dogen asks us to put aside the operation of our intellect, our volition, and our consciousness, to stop considering things with our memories, imagination, or reflections. And he goes on to write that we don't sit to attain an objective, you know, some objective such as unification of body and mind, emptying ourselves, acquiring a still mind, becoming more peaceful, or resolving personal problems. He points out that this kind of thinking is extra. We sit just to sit. To Dogen, there is nothing to add. We sit just to sit. Further, sitting does not lead to enlightenment. Sitting does not lead to enlightenment. Just to sit, is the perfect expression of enlightenment. So two last haikus. Two versions of the same thing, but in relation to what Dogen said. The mind is quiet, and for the very first time, justice. The mind is quiet, and for the very first time, justice. And the other version, no mind, and for the first time, justice.